It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into our story, here's an offer I'm sure all our listeners will want to take advantage of.
McGee, look here quick.
Hmm?
Isn't that our prudential agent leading a Boy Scout troop down the street?
Let me see. Yep, that's him all right.
Uh-huh.
He must be bringing those kids back home from their evening troop meeting at the school gym.
Now, isn't that just like a prudential agent? Seems to me he's never happy unless he's busy helping other folks get a little more fun out of life.
You can bet your life on that, kiddo. From what our friends around town tell me, their prudential agents are all pretty much the same. Always taking part in community fairs or lending a helping hand to worthy causes. You know, like community chess drives and PTA meetings.
Say, I'm glad you mentioned that, dearie.
Mentioned what?
Lending a helping hand.
Oh?
Our prudential agent dropped by the other day and left one of the biggest helps a family could ask for at this time of the year.
You mean that swell little Christmas carol folder?
Yeah, that's it, McGee.
I thought so.
Now, there is something I'm sure all our friends would like to have. All the words to 11 of the most beautiful carols are in this handy little folder. And it's so easy to get. For your free copy, friends, just call your prudential agent. He'll be glad to get it to you along with the prudential's best wishes for the holiday season.
We're going to look in right now at the home of Dr. George Gamble, Wistful Vista's favorite physician. The doctor has just finished a hearty lunch, and he says to his mother,
"Oh, it's a swell lunch, Mom. I'm really getting my appetite back since you came to stay with me."
"According to Mr. and Mrs. McGee, you never lost it, son. Mr. McGee says you're still a growing boy."
"Yeah. The sad part of it is he's right. I've grown about 5 pounds since you came."
"Well, you can carry it. You run along back to work now. I'm going upstairs and listen to my radio a while."
"Okay, Mom. Take it easy, you hear? I got a couple of operations this afternoon and may be late for dinner."
"Well, you be careful with those sharp scalpels. Now, don't cut yourself. I'll keep dinner hot for you."
"Good. I better make that phone call right now while I have a chance. Get back to the office. I won't have a minute to do it. Hello? Gee, I'm glad I caught you in. Yeah, look, lover. I got the license and the train tickets and we're all set. Yeah, I can't talk long. My mother's upstairs and you know how she feels about this." No, of course not. I'll bring it to her when we get back Sunday night." "Yeah, I'll meet you at the station like we planned. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, don't worry, it'll work out fine. I've already packed my bag, lover. Yeah, I'll be there. Bye." "Boy, I hope everything works out all right. If Mom finds out about this before we get away..."
"Dear, oh, good gracious. Why didn't you tell me? I hope Mrs. McGee is home. I don't know who else to call. Hello? Mrs. McGee? Well, this is Mrs. Gamble. Are you alone? I'd like to come over right away. It's about George. Yes, something's happened. Or it's about to happen. And..."
"That's all she said, McGee. Said it's a very delicate matter, and can she talk to us alone?"
"Sounds worried, huh? Hey, I wonder if they caught old Docky taking horse bets in the back room of his office. That stuff he scribbles on them prescription blanks could be anything."
"Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee."
"Well, I'm sure curious to know what's going on."
"Darn it, I just thought of something."
"Hmm?"
"The old-timer. He'll be here any minute with the groceries, and you know how he gossips."
"Oh, you said it. If he hears anything about
it..." "He'll spread it all over town, and Mrs. Gamble doesn't want to mention it to a soul but us. So..."
"Grocery boy!"
"Nice timing. Put him on the sink, old-timer."
"Holy days. Look, there's Mrs. Gamble's car pulling up out front."
"Uh-oh.
What am I going to..." "Quick, hand me that phone."
"The phone? What you going to do with it?"
"Never mind. I've got it. Hello, operator. Would you please ring this number? I think our phone is out of order. Thanks."
"Look, kiddo, I hate to ask silly questions, but what the
heck..."
"Hello
there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. What's new?"
"Well, nothing's new at all. We don't know a thing. So far."
"Any little news at all, Johnny? Always glad to hear about anything."
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee. Who, the old-timer?
For me? Okay, daughter, I'll take...
How's that? You want him to rush right back to the market. 6 big orders just came in and you need the truck right away. All right, I'll tell him.
Hey, I gotta get going, kids. Sorry, I can't stay. See you tomorrow, Johnny. Thanks, daughter.
Thank goodness.
Boy, I sure got a hand to you, kiddo. That was the smartest gimmick I ever...
And not a minute too soon. There's Mrs. Gamble now. Get the door, will you? The poor dear.
Yeah, she's probably busting to tell somebody about whatever the matter is with old Dockey. Oh, hello, Mrs. Gamble. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. Hello, Molly.
Come right in and sit down. We're alone, so...
Hey, who's that?
Hey, kids, I just remembered. Well, howdy do, Miss Gamble.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
I don't know what I was rushing for, kids. You see, Ed's got the truck today. I got the bicycle. I guess they got mixed up at the market there.
Oh.
I'll just sit down here and chat with you kids a while. I got time. Mighty nice running into you like this, Miss Gamble. I like to keep in touch with my customers. And...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
If you've invested in an RCA Victor television set, protect that investment with an RCA Victor factory service contract and be assured of millions of dollars worth of television entertainment every day of the year. RCA Service Company technicians are specially trained to service RCA Victor television sets. They service only RCA sets. If trouble develops, they know exactly what to do and how to do it with famous RCA electronic know-how and genuine RCA factory parts. Any RCA Victor television owner is entitled to RCA factory service, with or without a contract. RCA factory service is available in almost all TV areas, so call the RCA Service Company branch in your city. You'll find the telephone number listed under television service in your classified directory. Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
It's nice sitting around chatting like this, ain't it, kids?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just delightful.
Don't know when I've enjoyed an hour or so more than I have the last hour or so more. Of course, we ain't talked about anything much but the weather, but I enjoy it.
Mr. Oldtimer.
Yes, ma'am?
About this route of yours, a grocery route. Don't you have other customers who might,
Might sit and chat with me like this? Why, no, ma'am, I don't. To tell the truth, Miss Gamble, it kind of seems like most of them mistrust me. They just clam up when I'm around.
Imagine that.
They seem to got the idea from somewhere that I'm kind of a blabbermouth. I don't know where they got it, because I'm not that type of fella at all.
Well, I'm sure you're not, but
well, I... like you take Miss Haggerty, the one that's always fighting with her husband. Well, she tells me nothing. I have to just pick it up as I go. Like you take yesterday when I walked into Mrs. Graves' house and she was saying to her husband, you know, the one who was demoted at the bank last week because he drinks too much. Henry, she says, what are you going to do about replacing that money you stole from the cash drawer? The bank examiners are coming Monday.
Oh,
and I...
heaven help us.
Is he gone?
Yes, finally.
Thank heavens.
Now, what's this all about, Mrs. Gamble? Whatever Fatso, our dear friend George, whatever he's into, we'll go his bail.
Oh, there's nothing like that.
Well, then what is it? What is it? Molly's dying of curiosity, and you know how women are. What is it?
George is going to get married.
What?
What? Him? Married?
My poor baby.
Him? Your baby?
Are you sure, Mrs. Gamble?
Positive.
Him? Married?
He and his girl are going to elope early tomorrow morning while I'm asleep. He's meeting her at the railroad station at 6 a.m.
Well, heavenly days.
My gosh, him and Miss Cuddleson, huh? Oh, that sly old dog.
I guess it's Miss Cuddleson. I...
You guess so?
I didn't hear her name. He was on the phone, and he thought I couldn't hear him, and he just said, look, lover, I've got the train tickets and the...
Oh, now, Mrs. Gamble.
mind. I haven't exactly encouraged George to get married. He's always been like such a baby. And, well, he told that girl I didn't approve. But I do, if it's Miss Cuddleson, I mean.
I'm sure it's Miss Cuddleson. And she's a lovely girl.
Oh, I know. She'll make George a wonderful wife. But why does he have to run away like this? If he thinks I'm such an ogre, such a terrible...
Oh, no, no. He doesn't think any such thing. He's just so much in love, he's probably scared to death something will go wrong.
Yeah, he's probably worried about how you'll take the news.
Well, I don't want George to think I'm against it. I don't just know what to do.
Hey, I tell you what we'll do. Train leaves tomorrow at 6, huh?
6 a.m.
Why don't we all go down there, and you can give the happy young couple your blessing?
Oh, yes, and McGee and I can give them a little send-off.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think they might be angry?
Oh, nothing elaborate or anything. Just wish them well and throw a few grains of rice around their blushing heads.
They'll be tickled to death to know it's okay with you.
Of course they will.
Oh, you two are such a help to me. I'll do it.
Good.
Now you go home and make believe nothing has happened. Play it smooth. You know, just act nonplussed.
Huh?
And then tomorrow morning, when our blushing bridegroom sneaks out, you sneak over here, and we'll all sneak down to the station and... Oh, this will be fun.
You know, Mrs. McGee, there's a lot of Ralph Edwards in this boy of yours.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Dial users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. And it's true. With Dial, you never worry about odor because Dial removes the cause. You see, normal perspiration is odorless until skin bacteria go to work on it. They cause the odor. And ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good at stopping odor. And this ingredient clings to your skin, protecting you all day, several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts, and keeps you nice to be around. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Well, McGee, I've got this box of rice, and I found another old shoe in the attic. That makes three. Do you think that'll be enough?
Well, yeah, it would ordinarily, but...
What do you mean, ordinarily?
Well, while you were upstairs, Wimp called. And he's such a good friend of Doc's, I just couldn't turn him down. Especially after I already invited Les next door to go with us in the morning.
What?
Yeah, you see, Les's cousin plays a hot glockenspiel in the Elks band, and if I hadn't asked Les to go to the station with us, I couldn't have got the band to be down.
The what? The Elks band? Oh, McGee, you didn't.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, will Doc be surprised. This'll be more fun than... Hey, hand me the phone. I got to check on the bus that's taking us all down there. Want to be sure it gets us to the station at 6 in the morning and...
Oh, McGee.
Yeah, won't it? Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Kate McKenna as his mother. This is John Wald, hoping you'll be on hand tomorrow when the McGee Reception Committee sees Doc off on his elopement. It should be fun. For somebody, at least, even if it isn't for the doctor. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.